this topic took a little longer, but again, it is very important. So hopefully today we will start either way with the next Shaka Vitaria, hopefully. But let's just finish up where we were. Just to, before we get started, one more, I guess, technical note. Do we have an update on the plant situation, Avram?
I haven't been able to pin down a place for Thursday yet. I'm hoping we could find a location.
Okay, so for now, we're not sure whether Thursday is going to be live, but we'll keep everybody updated, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's finish off what we were discussing. First, just before we two quick points. Before we start, one regarding the who asked me about, was it Yonatan, about the about the Michtam?
I wasn't asking you guys, just saying that I was looking forward to doing it today.
What?
The
question that like, how does the Michtam's question from who asked me that? Was that that wasn't you?
Jonathan.
Yeah, no.
Oh, Jonathan. I asked it. Okay. Yeah. Well, we'll get to the other part of Michtam in a minute. So Jonathan asked me a good question, which I thought we had kind of mentioned very quickly the other day, but maybe we didn't. Jonathan, what's the question?
How could the Sefer Michtam proof be from Rabbi Akiva? Obviously, Bittul can't be done after Pesach itself because of Rabbi Shmuel's din.
Yeah. Meaning, the two big rayas about Chametz Sheni Yadua and Bittul being ineffective, because if Bittul were effective, how would you read the two Gemaras? One is the Gemara on Chav Zayin Amud Beis, excuse me, and which is, you know, talking about, you know, Yom Yedalet. You know, the other one is the Gemara Daf Hey, which we're about to read, the story of Rabbi Akiva. And the argument was, good, you know, you can't say that Ach B'Yom HaRishon refers to Yantif because you wouldn't be able to do the Havara, right? But what's wrong with saying that it refers to Bittul if Bittul were to become a Tzedua? Correct, Jonathan? That's the question. Correct?
Yeah.
Okay. The problem is, like, what's the raya? Like, what would we have said if, let's say, Chametz works, I'm sorry, let's say Bittul works on Chametz Yadua. So then we would have said what? That Ach B'Yom HaRishon Tashbisu could mean Yantif, because there's no Malacha, right? It's Bittul. Right? The problem with that, so one problem I already discussed, which is, you know, maybe that would be a kind of an Achshavei. Allah, Rashi, you know, and Beitza, you know, Chav Zayin. Okay, that's one problem. But the other problem is, what, you would, it's not a Malacha, but Bittul doesn't work Lachar's Mani Suru. So what's the question? What's the argument? No, Bittul's certainly not going to work B'Mokom Sreifa. Sreifa doesn't work because it's a Malacha. Bittul doesn't work because it's Lachar's Mani Suru. It's actually really Lachar's Mani Suru because it's actually Yontif. It isn't even Achilek. That's the question. I think it's a really good question. I thought we made reference to it at the time as being a problem, but maybe we didn't. But if we didn't, it's good to review it. So I don't know. I don't have a good answer to the question. Let me say this way. Either way, it remains a question, because I think you have to say one of two things, you know, to explain what the Michtam and, you know, the Sefer Ochas Chaim had in mind. But that will explain maybe what they had in mind. But once you have to explain somebody's pircha, you know, then it kind of loses its force as a pircha. Like, you know, it's not such a good proof against your, you know, antagonist, you know, if you have to defend the question, even if you have a good answer. But what do they have in mind? So I think it's one of two things. Either you would have to say that for some reason, right? The whole Shnei Dvar Menem B'Shuso Shalona Masana Kasov Kilo B'Shuso, you know, is different if it's at Chatzos or if it's on Yantif. And somehow that it's less of an issue or a problem, you know, if it's on Yantif than if it's at Chatzos. And maybe along the lines of kind of what, you know, we were talking about the other day, which is to say that, you know, if it's really Asana Kosov Kilo B'Shuso, so why can't you do the Bittel? What's the big deal? You know, it's because of Eino B'Shuso Shaladam that you can't do Bittel. But once you say Asana Kosov Kilo B'Shuso, maybe because that's what we were talking about. And there's the Ramban and Rabbeinu David and so on and so forth. So is that going to change, you know, the extent? Is it really Asana Kosov Kilo B'Shuso? Ad kedei kach that you could even do Bittel? Does that change once we're talking about Yontif and not Chatzos? And if so, why? That would get you out of the problem, meaning what we'd be saying is in Ochanami, somehow it's part of the package, the reassessment or the realignment, you know, that if, you know, the din of Tashbisu and the Isser of Chametz, you know, begins only on Yantif, then in Ochanami you could do Bittel Achar Zman HaYisr. That's one solution. The other solution, I think, is also pretty radical, maybe less radical, and that is to say the following. Maybe what the Michtam was asking was, if it's along the lines, again, of something we said the other day, if it's Sreifa, you know, it's like Tosfos-esque, so then Sreifa's typically going to be a lot like Nosar, maybe it's going to be Lachar Zman Yisuro. And that can't be because it's Yantif and there's an Isur Malachas Havara. But if it's Bittol, so then it must be Kodem Zman Yisuro, but it's going to be Kodem Zman Yisuro, meaning it's going to be Likrat, it's going to be Bittol, so that when the clock strikes, it's Shehek Kimush base. In other words, if you're comfortable making this distinction between, you know, Rabbi Yehuda Sreifa, never mind Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, but Rabbi Yehuda and Bittel, so then what we're saying is the Bittel's a good alternative. Ayatzachar Zman Yisuro. No. Bittel, by definition, is going to be Kodem Zman Yisuro Likrat Chatzos. Maybe that's a better answer. But either way, I think it's a rather remarkable phenomenon that this is not addressed. Because again, if you're trying to prove something, you know, based on a question, you know, so then your question has to be compelling. It can't be that your question is based on a mechudash understanding, you know, that your rival, you know, has no reason to accept. Okay. All right, Jonathan?
Rebbe.
Yeah.
Is that first solution maybe mashma a little bit in Tosfos when, because Tosfos seems to say that the only problem of Achar Zman Yisuro is because of Achilik. So it could be that maybe if we were talking about the Tashbis.
Where does Tosfos seem like that?
Doesn't Tosfos, when Tosfos is quoting the issue against Rashi, doesn't he quotes Achilik for the point of Achar Zman Yisuro?
1 second. He says the words Me'achilek.
Right. So maybe it would only be then that you'd say Lachar Zman Yisuro.
I think it's an interesting diuk. I totally didn't notice it. Okay. The question is it like, you know, I read it as, you know, like very matter of fact.
Right.
Interesting. But again, you have to buy into that, you know, realignment. That somehow when the Zman Yisur is going to dictate, you know, how much Asana Kosov Kilo B'Shuso, you know, which solves that problem. But I didn't. Interesting. Could be. Could be. So those are my two suggestions. I don't have any two better ones. But as I say, I remain with a pircha. I remain by pointing out that, you know, methodologically, you know, if you want to win an argument, you know, don't ask questions, you know, that, you know, impose upon you a defense of the assumption of the question. But we need to understand what the Michtam means. So those are my two best ideas, or my two ideas, I should say. If anybody has a better idea, I'm definitely open to it. Very important problem, though. It's definitely not something that can be, you know, dismissed. Again, the Achshavei was like the other way. If it's a good question, some of the other Rishonim might say, you know what, that's Achshavei. You know, that's an answer. You know, saying mehechetesi that you're going to split the sreifa for la'achar and the bittul for lifnei, or mehechetesi that there's a realignment and then you know, it would work even la'achar z'man yisuro, that's not an answer. That's a, like, you know, don't ask me questions based on a worldview, you know, that is mechudash and that you need to defend. Okay. I think it's more likely it's a second, which is also, I think, more, you know, in keeping with the logic of things. You know, again, one of the reasons that I think the Rambam, you know, is so compelling, we'll get to the Rambam in a minute, though the fullness of the Rambam, the integrated view of the Rambam, you know, is because he holds Bittel's Ikar. Rambam is the Rishon who holds more than any other Rishon that Bittel is Ikar. And the Rambam is the Rishon more than anyone else that embraces, you know, not just the reality of Lifnei Zman Yisuro, but as a, like an enthusiastic formulation. I don't think that's a coincidence. So kind of what I'm saying for the Michtam is maybe implicit in the Rambam, maybe, or works in the Rambam. You know, maybe the Rambam wouldn't have said that if it was Sreifa. But split screening it, saying, oh, if you do Sreifa, you know, then it's la'achar. If you do bittul, it's always going to be kodem. It's not so posh. Okay, that's one. The second thing, just before we move on and talk about the...
Could you say that when he's doing bittul on tetvav, it's just getting rid of bayra bayamatze, whereas the tashbitu that he's trying to say that you're doing would we be makayim... Sorry, the shreifa that he's saying that you would do would be makayim tashbitu. So even on tetvav... it would still only get it out of your shut to be poiter you from Bayi Rabbi Matzah, but it wouldn't Makayim Tashbitu.
Who? Are you saying this for the Mechtam?
Yeah.
Right, but how does it even get... Are you saying that he does it L'achar Zman Yisuro?
Yes.
But how does that work? How does that help you for Bayi Ro'ah if it's Eino Bershus HaShel Adam?
Meaning, can you not say that it's... in even meaning his understanding of Rabbi Yishmael is that it is in your reshut so much that you can still be mevatel to be out of your reshut.
Well, that's what I was saying.
That was the second thing you said.
Correct, or the first one, but it doesn't make a difference. But that's what I was saying, as opposed to if it's an achilike time, because that isn't true at achilike time.
Fine.
Right? Okay. I thought you were adding something else, and I thought you were trying to say that maybe like the Pnei Yeshua distinction, you know, between... God. Neutralizing Bayirah and Kiyum of Tashbisu, maybe that's part of this. But I don't think that helps for this, unless I'm missing something. Am I missing something?
I don't think so. No. I think you're good.
Okay.
I'm just saying the first time.
Okay. One other point very quickly. In the, you know, kind of historical development idea of, you know, the Ramban comes up with a breakthrough, you know, he uses all sorts of language. He identifies and emphasizes, you know, certain themes, you know, and then how does that get taken by his Talmidim or the people who come after him? So, you know, we talked about the Miri, we talked about the Ran. I just want to add two things. Number one, a bunch of you, Asher, Netanel, I think Ezra maybe, you know, a bunch of you were a little more pushing back on the, I suggested Rav David Bonfil was like, you know, truest to the Ramban. I still think truest he is. But I do think that there's still some development, even Rav David Bonfil, in that, again, he's not emphasizing Rotsa B'Kiyumo, in Rotsa B'Kiyumo. And I do think that more than the Ramban, it sounds like, you know, Eino, you know, Nichale, as opposed to Eino Nichale, you know, is a factor. And the fact that the Rabbeinu David and the also is kind of a little bit more open, you know, to the Dine Mamana parts and the Asan HaKosav Kilo B'Shusa isn't really Asan Kilo B'Shusa. I do think that it's not, it's much closer than the Ran. But I, you know, in second glance, I was looking at it again. I do think it's already the beginning, you know, of moderating the Ramban. I just wanted to say that. That's one. Number two is that, you know, the Rabbeinu David was a Talmud of the Ramban, as we know. The Ran is more, you know, the next generation after that, or a generation and a half after that next generation. But also it should be noted that the Ritva on Dav Vav already quotes the Ra'ah, which of course is much earlier than the Ran. The Ra'ah was a direct Talmud of the Ramban. The Ra'ah, and by extension also the Ritva, also sound a lot like the Ran. Namely, they too understand the din of Rabbi Shmuel as a din of Hiskima Data Ladas Torah, you know, Kol She Eino Nichale, as opposed to Lo Nichale, right? Even Hefker Koldehu will work. So again, just in the way that it unfolded, you have the Ramban, you have Rabbeinu David already, you know, a bit of a departure. I'm not sure why they're all leaving the Ramban. I like the Ramban a lot. And then you have the Ra'ah and the Ran. Okay, now I want to talk about the Rambam. So, Mark, what's the story with the Rambam? We've mostly covered it. I just want to, like, put it in clearer, you know, the fullness of the Rambam, the full position of the Rambam. Mark Gottesman?
Yeah. I mean, we discussed before the Rambam's presentation of Tashbizu in the second parak seems to be the gear set that we have, that Bittel is the full and complete Kiyum, and yeah, that's what it is.
So there are several striking things about the Rambam's view, and I just, you know, I've alluded to them, but I just want to again, you know, put them one in conjunction of the other to make just clearer what I think is the consistency. So the first thing is what you just said. The Rambam, more than any other Rishon, you know, accentuates Bittel. You know, for most of Rishonim, it's sharing, you know, it's a lesser form. It seems like for the Rambam, again, depends on the Girsa. Assuming we don't have the, if they have the, you know, the Provençal Girsa, the Girsa of the Kesem Mishnah initially, then what I'm saying is not true. Because then you have a reference to Bir and Chametz Yadua right away. But assuming for the moment that the correct Girsa on the Rambam is not to distinguish between Chametz Yadua and Eini Yadua. So he really doesn't speak about Bir at all in Perek Beis. He speaks about it in Perek Gimel, Halacha Ches or Tes, and then again, especially, paskins it in Yod Aleph, Perek Gimel, Halacha Yod Aleph. And it's not so clear, you know, it sounds like you really should do Bir, but it's not connected directly to Tashbisu. And definitely preference is given to Bittel. That itself is an interesting phenomenon, and I think it's part of the puzzle. That's, you know, that's point number one, the emphasis on Bittel. Point number two, Mark?
I know this is included in one, but it's his formulation of Bittel or Tashbisu is like really dense. I don't know.
Really what?
It's really dense. He includes about six different ways of...
three of different ways. You have it? Go ahead.
Yeah, it's a... Perek Bet Al-Chavet. Uma yashbasa zu amur b'torah. Ki, sheivat al-chametz b'libo. Yachshav oso ke'afar. V'yasim b'libo she'in b'rishus al-chametz klal. V'shakol chametz she'brishus al-reo ke'afar. V'kedavar she'in b'otzorech klal.
Yeah. Again, that's a lot of words. A lot of words. It's a triple or quadruple formulation, some of which overlaps itself. And of course, first of all, I want to say, you know, talking about influences, there's no question in my mind that the Rambam's formulation impacted the Ramban. Meaning, Eino b'toras chametz, you know, v'hareyu ka'afar, of the Ramban, you know, partially comes from the Rambam. But no one has as repetitive or aggressive or robust, what'd you call it?
I said dense, just try to
dense. That's good. Dense, you know, formulation as a Rambam. Like, why does he need to say this 3 or 4 times? You say something 3 or 4 times, either because you're uncomfortable with what you're saying, because you're describing something that is, you know, unique or hard to describe, or it's a function of you're getting carried away and you're enthusiastic. Again, I'm guessing here, speculating. I think the Rambam here is both. Like, you know, he really wants you to know that it's an intellectual renunciation, and that it's emphatic. And it's also just really hard to explain why and how, you know, that would work. But that's a feature. The repetitiveness, the denseness, the robustness, whatever you want to call it. Again, I believe it impacted the Ramban, surely. Of course, I think two things happened here. The Ramban got hugely impacted by the, you know, Eino Chametz, HaChametz Eino Breshuso, that part of it. And I think what also happened was Chachmei Provence got hugely impacted on the Afar part, which is part of this, you know, very strong, very emphatic formulation. For the Ramban, the Afar is, you know. For the Meiri, it's a little bit also. But for the Rambam, and I think that impacted Chachmei Provence, the Afar is key. We'll get back to the Afar in the, guys, the Afar in the, unless you want to say something about the Shir.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Want to say something about the Rambam? That's fine.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay. Yeah, she's just being modest. You know about the Rambam, right?
No.
No? Yes, you do. Okay. Anyways, so I think the Afar went to Provence, not literally, and the Eino b'toras chametz, that kind of went a little bit to Provence, as we'll see, and a little bit to the, it's just very fascinating. Again, I'm not interested in the historical line of development per se. I just think it's the influence and the struggle, you know, with the doctrine. So that's great. That's number two. What else is characteristic of the Rambam? Unique, singular. We have Bittel. We have the excessive triple, quadruple formulation. We have the Afar part, which is part of that. What else, Mark?
I know this is not in the Mishnah Torah, but in the Sefer HaMitzvos, he does formulate Din of Tashbisu as Levar Chametz Mivaseinu. And he speaks about
what?
There. In the formulation Sefer HaMitzvos for the Mitzvah Hashbasa, he says, He Shetivanu Levar Chametz Mivaseinu. Yeah. And that's how he formulates in the Sefer HaMitzvos.
Mibateinu, you mean?
Yeah, it seems like he's focusing on something like getting it out of the bias, which is a little contradictory to the formulation of Bittel in Ka'afar, as he emphasized so much.
Well, except that you don't have chametz in your home anymore because it's not Bittoris chametz. Okay, let's leave the Sefer HaMitzvos out. We'll get back to that, actually, you know, when we get to some other points in the Rambam. But what about Perek Beis Halacha Aleph itself?
I mean, he quotes Rava's explanation of the...
Before, I'm saying, read the whole thing. Just read it quickly.
Sure. Okay. Mitzvah Saseh Min HaTorah, Lashbil Chametz, Kodem Zman Yisrael Chil Asaf, Shneimar, Yom Rishon.
The Rambam is the only person, I think, the first and the only, to do what? To explicitly, as part of the Nisuach of the Din, right? Determine that it's Kodem Zman Yisrael. I mean, it's implicit in Rashi. Right? Rashi doesn't say it. Does Rashi say it explicitly? Let's look. 1 second. Hashmasa delay bi hashmasa. Right? Rashi doesn't say it explicitly. It's only implicit. We know it to be so because it's bittul, or it includes bittul. The Ramban, to defend against Tosas, explains that it's kodesh zman isur, it's likrat zman isur. But only the Rambam, as far as I know, right? Only the Rambam, as far as I know, defines this as part of the geder of Tashbisa. Like for the Ramban and others, for Rashi, you might say, it's Konas Mani Sura because that's the best you can do. Because there's a conflict between, you know, the Isur and the Mitzvah. The only way to solve that is to get, you know, when the clock ticks, you know, that everything is done. But for the Rambam, it sounds like this is part of the Hagdara L'chatchila of Tashbisu. You're supposed to prepare Kodim Zman Isuro for this din. And that's very significant. Moreover, I think I mentioned this yesterday, right?
Well, that's your microphone.
Very good. She said it's my microphone. But the people will be able to hear.
I know.
That's not a good thing, is it? I don't know. Anyways, so the what's also interesting is that the Kodem Zman Isura, and this confirms what I was just saying now, of Rashi, of the Ramban, basically refers to what? David. Noam.
The Maaseh Mitzvah, but not the Kiyum?
Not so much that, but the Kodem Zman Isura, what is it? Isura of what? Isur Hana, Isur Shehiya. Bayi Rabbi Matzeh, maybe, but let's assume there's no Bayi Rabbi Matzeh until night. But the point is, it's, you know.
Achilaso.
Who says Achilaso?
I mean, I said it. The Rambam, I think, says Kodem Zman Isra Achilaso.
Correct. That's a chiddush. That's what I'm trying to say. Meaning, if the problem was, the problem for Rashi and the Ramban is what? If it's bittul, right, then it needs to be Kodem Zman. Why does it need to be Kodem Zman? Because the object is Asur Bahana. Right, and therefore you can't do bittul, Rabbi Shmuel. So the Isur has nothing to do with Achila, per se. But for the Rambam, it's Kodem Zman Isur Achilaso. Because for the Rambam, I think, this is not just out of necessity. Namely, you have two conflicting issues. You know, there can't be chametz around at this point, and you need to do the mitzvah at this point, so you better do it before. That's the only thing you can do. Likrat. For the Rambam, it's lechatchila that tashbisu, which is bittul, needs to be lifnei. The chametz becomes too toxic. I don't think it's what I'm trying to say is, I don't think it's a Rabbi Shmuel problem. I think it is, I think it's not a Rabbi Shmuel problem. It's a Rabbi Huda problem. And here too, the Rambam is Lashitaso. Okay, what do I mean, Gabi? What do you mean the Rambam is Lashitaso?
What Rabbi's referring to.
What?
I'm not sure what Rabbi's referring to.
Okay. Aaron?
Is Rabbi talking about the Paskin Sashba Sasha Bechol Davar?
No. That's not Rabbi Yehuda.
Right, okay.
So what, Seth? Seth, what do you think? Which what am I talking about, Rabbi Yehuda? Am I allowed to call on Matthew? Or are we going to start singing again?
I'm not sure.
Sam?
Could it be about what we spoke about much, much earlier about with the Makor for where he learns?
The Makor for what?
I remember we discussed much earlier about his Makor for, that was for Chatzisha though. Did he have a separate Makor for?
No, not that, but.
Is Rebbe talking about Kodem Yisra Achilaso, Lo Socha Alav Chametz?
Correct. Rambam has a unique shita. Go ahead. What is it again?
I think he paskins like Rabbi Yehuda that there's an Yisra Achila from Lo Socha Alav Chametz Lifnei HaPesach.
Correct. Meaning, that's what I'm saying. I'm trying to do right now is two things. I'm trying to identify what is, you know, truly, I think, singular in the Rambam's presentation, right? And I'm also trying to look for patterns in the Rambam's unusual presentation and shitos. That's why I'm trying to bring it all together. So when the Rambam says, you know, Tashbisum means exclusively, predominantly, maybe exclusively, bittol, right? And then he says it's kodem zman as part of the Hagdara. And kodem zman isuro is what they usually speak of because they're worried about Rabbi Shmuel. For the Rambam, it's kodem zman isur achilaso. Why does the achila part matter? So I think that there's two elements. Number one, he can say it because it has additional resonance for the Rambam. Aaron, you have the language? Was a Perek Aleph Halacha Ches, right? Or Akiva, I think you have it. I see you have it.
Yeah, good. Also, La'achal Chametz B'yom Arbasar Michatzos Hayom Unamayla Shemitchilas Sha'a Shvi'is B'yom V'chol Ha'ochol B'zman Hazeh Lokim Min HaTorah Shnemar Lo Sochal Alav Chametz Klamar Al Karban Ha'chasa.
Yeah, we'll get to that also.
Yeah,
we're going to get back to that, the makar and everything. But what's the point? And who disagrees? Everybody. The Raiva disagrees. The Ramach disagrees. Why do they disagree so much, by the way? Kobe?
I'm not sure.
Matan?
Because the Rabbi Shimon argued, the Rambam paskens like Rabbi Shimon la'achar yisiro, and now the Rambam is being mechalik between kodem yisiro and achar yisiro.
Correct.
That's a bit of a stira.
So some of the other Nosa Kalim saying, no. Who says they have to go together? Right? So, but it's mechudash that the Rambam paskens like Rabbi Yehuda in the Rishonim. And the question is all a coincidence or not? But either way, he does. And that may inform two things. Number one, it makes Kodem Zman Isuro, or it reflects that Kodem Zman Isuro is an even more toxic, time, presumably, than it is for other Rishonim. Everybody agrees after Chatzos, that's our next Gemara, that there's Aser. How much Aser? Achila, Hana, Shehiya, but what is it? Yisra say, Kiyuma say, right? But for the Rambam, that Tkufa is Aser Balavu B'malkis, right? That's very different, one would think. So it's true. Kodem Zman Yisra Achilaso has greater resonance. Now, I'm not saying, let me make it clear. For other Rishonim, you're not allowed, aside from the Baal Amor, you know, L'shem Tashmisu, you're not allowed to eat Chametz after Chatzos. So it's technically true that it's Kodem Zman Yisra Achilaso, but that's not what bothers them. Because what bothers them mostly is the clash and the Yisra Hanoah part. Right? And if there is an Yisra Achila, it's also Noveya from the Yisra Shehiya, frankly. But for the Rambam, A, it's truer to say Kodim Zman Yisra Achila, because that's A, factually independent, B, a more salient way of underscoring that that tkufa is a zone of chametz. There's even Malkus and Alav. Now, it's still a question, even for the Rambam, to figure out whether Kodem Zman and Toch Zman, how different are they? But Ein Adome, and we have to talk how different they are for the other Rishonim as an Isra Seh or a Kiyum Seh. But in the hierarchy of things, if you think it's Malkus, likely that isn't just a technicality. So it really is Kodem Zman Iser Achilaso. It's true, and the fact that it's true makes it a more toxic time, which is also more of the reason why you should do it in advance of that rather than in that. Closely connected to that, Yitzi Kopsek, would be another sheet of the Rambam about that tkufa that we've mentioned. Although we're not sure exactly what the really real story is. What else, according to the Rambam, maybe, or he was accused of anyway? What else? What other amplification of Dinei Chametz exists during that period, according to the Rambam?
I was going to say Ben Basira, right, the Shechita.
No, that's the morning. We'll get to that in a second. That's also part of the picture. I'm not up to there. I'm not up to that yet. Ezra Rotblatt. We'll get back to that. So you're totally right. Just that's not what I'm asking for at the moment.
But potentially Bali Rabbi Matzeh, the Ravid.
Exactly.
Gimel Ches.
The Rambam and Gimel Ches. Right? You have it?
Yeah. The Rambam Gimel Ches says, V'fichach im lo bitel konim sheish, mishish oz v'omala, matzeh chametz, shayadei do'olav, v'hayu b'libo,
Yeah. And what does the Ravid say?
The Ravid there says,
so there is a debate among the Mefarshim. What does the Rambam really mean? And did he mean it? Now, if he really meant it, I mean, he said it. I believe when people say things, even if they don't fully mean it, you know, it sometimes reflects an orientation. First of all, the Rama may have meant it. How could he mean it if the pasuk, if the Torah says Lo Yirah only lachar, only on Yantif? What do you think, Kyle? I'm calling for speculation.
One more time, please, Rabbi. I think I missed that.
What?
I think I missed that.
I'm saying, let's analyze the Rambam for another minute. I'm just trying to put it all together. The Rambam's view of La'achar Zman Isuro, but Kodem Yom Tov, he mentions Bal Yirah. And the Ravid says, it can't be Bal Yirah. Look at the Psukim. The Psukim are all talking about Yom HaRishon Ad Yom HaShvi. Right? So I think there are two possibilities in the Rambam. I think there are three possibilities in the Rambam. Okay, the second and the third kind of overlap. One is that he meant it literally. What do you do with the psukim? Well, there's nothing to do with the psukim. I mean, the psukim are the psukim. How can he override the psukim? What way could he, not really override, but what do you think, Kyle? I mean, he can't override the psukim or the facts. But what would the Rambam say in his defense if he really meant it?
You could re-understand them. It's hard to go around the open contradiction almost. You could try and explain it that it's going along with the pasuk, not entirely.
Well, the pasuk says afterwards that's true, but maybe the Rambam would tell you that the objective evidence is that dinei chametz begin erev Pesach. And if you paskin like Rabbi Yehuda and you think that there's even malchus, maybe there's no kares. But if there's already malchus for Yisra Achila, it's not just a function of Tashbisu or Lo Sishkat Chametz Al Dam Zivchi or whatever. Lo Sishkat, you know, Pesach, you know, Al Chametz. And what that shows is that even though what's true after is true maybe more moderately, but it's true before. I mean, the Ram L'Shitaso, it's a toxic Chametz zone already. So there's Bayirah. What the Psukim say are extended by the Guli Milsa of Rabbi Yehuda. That's number one. Or the Rambam didn't mean it. Okay, now if he didn't mean it, why did he say it? So the answer is, you know, either, you know, the innocuous answer, some of the Nosukalim is, you know, he's not going to do anything intervening and there's going to end up being Balyurah. That's how many of them interpret it. But I think even if it's a pleitas peh, and he didn't mean it, psychologically, calling the Isser Shehiya Balyurah is the Rambam's way of saying, maybe it isn't Balyurah, right? But it's just like there's no Kares, but there's Malkus for Achila, right? There's no Bayirah, but the Isser Shehiya, you know, is a moderate Bayirah. Similar to what I just said, just not as extreme. But either way, if there is Bayirah, or a kind of Bayirah, you know, Michatzos Olamala, and there's an Isser Achila, all this, you know, is consistent with why the Rambam is emphasizing that the Kodem isn't just a... The Kodem is fundamental for the Rambam. Then add to that what Yitzi said, which is, Yitzi?
That the Rambam passes like Rabbi Ben Becerra from...
That the Rambam, in addition, what we just tried to show is a few psakim of the Rambam, right? That he, even more than others, we have to discuss it for others, right? For if you're holding up Shimon, you know, and you have these other, we still have to discuss it. And we still have to discuss Rabbi Yehuda, right? How different is it from Toch? It's almost like what I was discussing earlier in the year about like Tarovas Chametz for the Rambam, you know, which is Balav also. How different is it than the Kares, you know? Maybe that's just amped up, or is this downgraded, or are they two totally different things? A lot of the same kind of Minchas Chinuch questions, you know, along the way. What if I give the wrong Hasra? Or what if I am Mitzaref, you know, the last minute of one to the other? You know, can you at least get a Malkus out of it? Like, how different is the Kares Malkus, you know, Chametz of the Rambam and the Rabbi Yehuda Chametz of the Rambam? Okay? We have to discuss all that still more. But we understand what we're talking about. But what we've been building up with the Bayura, with the Rabbi Yehuda, with all of this in the Rambam, Kodem Zman Isuro, is that that period, that toxic period, is particularly, you know, it's not just Mechudash. It, Chafta Shal Chametz is alive and very powerful. Okay? Well, let me add to that before we even stop. If we, you know, if we, even before we get to, we'll get back to Yitzis in a second. Let's remember also another manifestation of the Rambam's post-Chatzos. And that, of course, is the Korban Pesach part, which we're going to see more of in a minute. Right? But we've already seen it. Rambam really holds that the Tkufa of Korban Pesach, the Chagigas Yadalad, right? The Isar Malacha, more dinim, is a introduction already to Yom Tov. That also fits in with this picture. Now let's talk about Yitzi's point. Yitzi, looks like you're about to leave.
I was going to get my Rambam, actually. That's why.
Oh, get your Rambam.
Okay. Sorry.
Always a good thing. That's an investment. Okay. Lior, before he comes back. Oh, he's back. Okay. Go ahead. So what were you saying about the Rambam? Now let's talk not about after Chatzos for the Rambam. Let's talk about before Chatzos.
Well, we also, I'll talk about this actually.
So you mentioned Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerra. That's the Rambam where?
Shvilim B'Ktashim, I believe we said, right? Excellent. What?
What is it? Tesvav Yud Aleph?
Yes. Sure. Yeah.
And these are things we've seen, but I'm just putting them in context for this. Go ahead.
הפסח ששחתו במחשב השינו השם, בין ששינו שמו לשם זבח, אחר בין ששינו לשם חולם, פוסל, שנאמר ואמרתם זבח פסח הוא השם. מה הדבר ממורם ששחתו בזמן, שהוא יום 14 בניסן. אפילו שחתו בשחרס במחשב השינו השם פוסל. אבל אם שחתו שלא בזמן ובמחשב השלו לשמו, כושר. שלא לשם בילוב נעשה כמי שאין לו בילוב בזמן ופוסל.
Okay. So what's the chiddush here?
And he seems to say that there's some sort of habit that you can check the carbon pesach during shachris of Yom Yidalad.
Not b'diyeva that it works, but if you do it lishma, that the psul of lishma, which is a special din in carbon pesach, is posel even in the morning, and he calls the morning zman carbon pesach, even though it's not a zman for hechsher carbon pesach. That's the more radical view of Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerra. We talked about it earlier in the year. This is the more moderate Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezerra. It's not a Zman Hechsher Korban, but it's a Zman Korban Legabe the Iser of Lishma, or the Psul of Lishma, Lo Lishma. And the Ravid says, why are you passing the Garbi to Bemseira, right? Correct?
Yes.
Okay. What does that signify? That the morning of Achilek is already Zman HaPesach, meaning that Achilek, as we've been discussing, is not 2 6-hour days, but an integrated period, you know, of increasingly intense Zman HaPesach or Zman Erev Yom Tov. What else do we have, as we've mentioned already, Lior? What other indications of that? I mentioned the other day. Do you remember?
I'm not sure what you're
talking about. In the Rambam specifically. Specifically the Rambam. Seth?
I remember we brought it up to talk about how there's some spillover at the bridge point between the Mutter and the Usher, but I can't quite recall what the specific example was.
Okay. Yitzchak? Weiss?
Lagabe, the Chiyuv of Tashbisu?
No, well, now we're discussing the Chiyuv of Tashbisu. I'm trying to put Chiyuv of Tashbisu, I'm trying to locate it in the context of all these unusual Rambams.
You spoke about the morning of Yudalad Lagabe Pesach Sheni.
Or Pesach, or Chokah. Correct. Yeah, that's what you mean, right?
Right.
Perek, what is that? Perekei Halachates. Right?
Yeah.
Hagdara of Derech Rechoka is defined by Nates. Not Alos, but Nates. That doesn't bother us right now. But Nates, not Chatzos. Correct?
Yeah.
And then, of course, one other. Eitan, Hain? I haven't called an Eitan in a while. What other? One other? There? Or David? Blank?
Not sure.
Avrami?
The Isser Melacha for even for those who assume in the morning, even for
exactly Hilchos Yom Tov Isser Melacha. So what do we have in all this? We have the Rambam, who is amplifying, you know, the afternoon more than any other Rishon, and the morning more than any other Rishon. That's the best ingredient, or that's the best foundation for embracing as a lechatchila, not just as a bidiyaved. Kodem Zman Isuro. And even better, Kodem Zman Isur Achilaso. By the way, if, you know, again, you know, all the Rishonim would bother the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. Why does he paskin like Rabbi Yehuda? He paskins like Rabbi Shimon Lachar Zmano. Great. Good. You can be mechalek, but we understand where they're coming from. But I'll just add, you know, it's hard to know about, you know, which came first, the chicken and the egg, or the egg. Is that the way they say it? Chicken or the egg? Or whatever. Okay. But if the Rambam was very, very convinced, right, that the Korban Pesach, you know, which is actually Karev, La'achar Chatzos, is such a big factor and force, right, when it comes to the status of Chametz, then it's very compelling to be a mechalik between Lifnei and La'achar Zman Isuro. Right? I mean, Lachar Zman Isuro, there's nothing. And Lifnei Zman Isuro, you're in the middle of the Yom Tov of Pesach, and you're in the middle of the intense part of it. So is it also coincidental that the Rambam emphasizes the Korban Pesach part of the Limud of Rabbi Yehuda? Again, one more time, Perek, who's reading it? Akiva? Perek Aleph Halacha Ches. Was it Akiva? Yeah.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
Okay, I just wanted to point out the Rambam in Hilchos Maamar, Perek Daod Halacha Aleph, also is the Shitaso, because the Rambam there calls the Isser Achila an Erev Pesach and Isser Kares.
But did you really? I didn't remember that. One second.
Oh.
You have language?
Yeah. Oh,
well, there he's talking about correct. The dinam of Zakin Mamre only applies when there's an Isar Kares at stake.
Yes, so the Rambam says at the end, V'cheni mechalak alem b'gzemin egzeres shagazav davar sheish b'shigigas uchat is done a kares, k'gon shehitir ha-chametz b'yom arba'asar b'nisan b'shah shishis, o asu b'na b'shah chamishis. So all the commentators there are bothered that isn't this this is not an Isser Kares, so why is Ram calling it an Isser Kares? So Kesef Mishnah wants to say no, you're Mekadosh and Isha, and that can lead to an Isser Kares. The Pashtus, right. The Rambam's come to teach that he's sort of emphasizing.
That's what the Radvaz says. I mean, the Radvaz says what you're saying, right? You have the Radvaz?
Yeah, I have the Radvaz here. He wants to explain that that's just if a person's
and the Meiri also right, and the I think the Meiri and Sanhedrin also meaning it's an Isur Sheyesh Bo Kares.
Yeah,
even though there's no befall Kares, so that's a great addition, Matan. Thank you. Meaning, but we're talking about Erev. But if the Rambam really holds, and that's part of what motivates him to, you know, to ratchet up Erev, because it's connected to the Kares. There's no Kares, but it's part of the same Chalos. Erev. Excellent. That's a very good Raya. Thank you for adding that. What's the language of the Rambam, Akiva? He spells out, we're going to discuss it in the inside, but he spells out the whole Limud, including the emphasis again on
the Korban Pesach.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, we're going to discuss this in our next topic. This is our, you know, overlap to our next topic. But, and then, and what does he say in here, in Tashbisu, in Perik Beis Halacha Aleph?
Right, his, no. The Raya Ledever Masha Kosovo Tor Lo Sishchat Al Chomitz Dan Zivchi, Kolom Lo Sishchat Al Pesach V'Darin Chomitz Chayim.
So the Nosekelim here ask, right, the Magid Mishnah, the Lecha Mishnah, they say, like, why does Rambam need both Psukim? Right, Ach B'Yom HaRishon Tashbisu, it's an interesting Rambam. He has Ach B'Yom HaRishon Tashbisu, and then he quotes Rava of Heyomid Aleph of Korban Pesach. Correct? Right? So the Magid Mishnah, the first Magid Mishnah is troubled by it. And the Lecha Mishnah is troubled by it. Why does the Rambam do that? So they explain it. They give explanations. What do you get from here? Here you get the time. There you get the mitzvah. Fine. I think it's more than that. I don't think it's a coincidence. Whenever the Rambam can, he throws in this Korban Pesach connection. Because for the Rambam, Lishitatso, both the Korban Pesach side and the Yom Yudalid, and especially after Chatzos, Chametz side, are two sides of the same coin. Right? Actually, it's very interesting. I'll add another point. Aaron, you have the Rambam there?
Yeah, I have it on Bar Ilan.
The Lecha Mishnah asks a question. You have the Lecha Mishnah?
Yeah. On Beis Aleph?
Perik Beis, what?
Beis Aleph?
Yeah. The Lecha Mishnah Beis Aleph is bothered. Like, what does the Rambam even need any of these psukim for? Which psukim? Ach B'Yom HaRishon and Rava's pasuk, right? Lo Sishkat, you know, Pesach Al HaChametz. Go ahead. What should we? It should be sufficient L'shitaso to do what, Aaron?
To quote the Din of Rabbi Yehuda.
To quote the Din of Rabbi Yehuda, that afilu lifnei zmano, there's even Malkus. Okay, now the answer isn't so difficult to come up with. What's the answer?
I thought Rabbi was just saying that it's to create a connection to Korban Pesach.
No, I know that. Right, that's I'm saying the Lecha Mishnah's answer is more technical. What's the answer? He says, no, yeah. Rabbi Huda is talking about Achila, and here we're talking about Shehiya, Bior, and Tashbisa. You have that line?
Yeah, I think. Yishlomer dehalav miltehi klal, dehuroti lahavi raya le'inyan hashbasa, v'sham lo huzgar ela Achila, aval hacha mashma mikra shalotia hametz kayam, imkarin hare mashma kan hashbasa.
Okay. But what I think is, I think he does make reference to this din by saying the word kodem zman iser achilaso, because the iser achila isn't what causes the bittel problem per se. The thing that causes that is the iser ana and the iser shehiya, the bal yiroa or whatever. Like I said before, I think he is referring to Rabbi Yehuda. But of course, he's not only going to refer to Rabbi Yehuda. And the reason that he wants to quote Tashbisu, and especially wants to quote, even though it doesn't seem he should have to do both, Korban Pesach, is because, what did you say, Aaron, before?
To connect this to Korban Pesach.
Yeah, he always wants to connect it to Korban Pesach. Right? That's his thing. That's exactly what it is. So, Bikitzur, let me see if I got them all in.
Rabbi.
Yeah. That the end result of all of this,
Rabbi,
is that the Rambam has a very consistent, integrated, mechudash shita that pulls together a whole bunch of different things, but in a very, I think, remarkable way. Yeah, question.
Yeah, just on this last point, I think to support what Rabbi's saying, the Rambam ends the halacha. It seems to be extraneous when, after he quotes the Makari, he says, "Shchitas haPesach hu yom arba'as acher chatzos," which is obvious to anyone who's reading right. Rambam's. It's totally extraneous, and also the formulation is also strange because it's more appropriate to say the Shchitas haPesach is biyom arba'as acher chatzos. It takes place then, but he's saying Shchitas haPesach is a description of a time frame. Hu yom arba'as acher chatzos.
Right. Very good. I'll add something to that also in another topic, which I don't want to get into right now, but I'll just tell you generally. The Rambam all over the place, here in Hilchos Korban Pesach, always says, in Hilchos Yom Tov, always says that Zman Shchitas HaPesach is Archa Chatzos. However, Lemaisa, if you look at the Mishnah at the beginning of Tamid Nishchat, right? You always are makriv, you know, the Korban Pesach after the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. It's an exception to the rule of Aleh HaShleim. And the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim is always at 12:30. It really isn't at 12. And there's a whole discussion in the Rashi and Tosis in the beginning of Tamid Nishkad and so on. But Stevens and Rashi or Bikavager, fine. But if you're the Rambam, and you compare the way he always speaks about Tamid and the way he always speaks about Korban Pesach, it's interesting that he usually gives the befoal proper timing of Tamid. But whenever he speaks about Korban Pesach, he always, and like Nathan said, sometimes gratuitously, you know, throws in, you know, that it's Acher Chatzos. And the question is, why does he do that? Lemaisa, it isn't. And either way, what's he trying to say? But even though Lemaisa befoal, Korban Pesach isn't that Chatzos, the Tkufas HaZman of the Korban Pesach is Acher Chatzos, Ben Arbayim. And more importantly, for the Rambam, even more than anyone else, if all this stuff is true, that ends up being a factor in what we call the Yom Tov of Pesach, which also affects the Chametz and the Erev Yom Tov status for Chag HaMatzos. So, of course, what's important is not when you actually do it. It's the Tkufa. And especially here in Perek Beis Halacha Aleph. So that, just adding to what Nathan said, that whole sugya and that whole formulation, which is very meduyak all over the place in the Rambam, especially when you contrast it with the Tamid, really reinforces, you know, all of these different strands that come together. What's a little bit strange on the Enosei Kelim side, just to mention before we move on, is the Ramach. Just to bring it to your attention,
Rabbi,
I don't really understand it, but the Ramach here in Perek Beis Halacha Aleph, anyway, that's what I was trying to say, just to make it clear. Also about one of the reasons that the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yehuda Lifnei Zmano and not, you know, Lachar Zmano, because, you know, aside from the fact you'd say it differently, Mudim, but, you know, why pick and choose? Especially most Rishonim think that, you know, both in terms of authority and in terms of this particular case, the default is to paskin like Rabbi Shimon. But again, I think for the Rambam, the idea that the tkufa of Acher Chatzos, Erev Pesach, is the tkufa of all these things is what makes it totally different than the issue of Lachar Zman. Okay. It's just interesting to note that, yeah, I'm sorry.
No, he. So I think like the Rambam also mentions Rabbi Yishmael, but he waits till Gimel Ches to do that.
Yeah. No, we thought that's where he has it. Gimel Ches.
Because he actually mentions Rabbi Yishmael.
That's not the issue of why it's Kodem Zman Yisuro.
Right.
That's exactly. That's a good raya.
What's it specifically about the Isra Achila? Because in light of everything we're saying, like it's Lav Dafka, or it doesn't need to be the Isra Achila as opposed to anything else that we've mentioned.
No, I think the Isra Achila for the Rambam signifies that this is a really toxic chametz period. So that the Rambam's idea of, you know, Lifnei Zman Yisuro is number one, maybe he thinks, you know, I think he thinks a few things. Number one, the kodem is mitzura if it's part of the day and therefore it can be a kiyu. It's not just the last possible, you know, opportunity to, so when the clock ticks, you know, no, because the morning is also a tkufa in which you could do maisim that are mitzuraf to and kiyumim of the day. That's the Rambam's lifnei chatzos shitos. A. B. Maybe the Rambam really thinks chametz is so toxic in that you can't just confront it at the last minute. You have to prepare for it. There's a hagdama element. Maybe that's why he's not so, that's why beer is maybe, you know, a later point. You know, bittul by its nature has to be before. Number three, for the Rambam, the after is so toxic, you know, that having the ptur anus or assuming that the tashbisu is dominant over the bal yirah or bal yirah-esque, you know, together with Rabbi Yehuda, together with Korban Pesach, you know, side of it, and therefore chozer leva'er will be okay. Not okay. So I think for all those reasons combined, and they overlap, for the Rambam, it's part of the Hagdara that it's Lifnei Zman, Iser Achilaso, meaning not for the technicality, Rabbi Yishmael, but as a symbol of the toxicity, even at that point in time. And I like Matan's addition. Yeah. It's the tkufa of kares, like it's the tkufa of bal yirah. Even if technically there's no kares, and maybe technically there's not yet bal yirah. Right? So I think that's why the achila, more than anything else, and the malchus, more than anything else, highlights that toxicity. And I think that's what it's doing there. Curious, I don't really even understand it. This is very rare because I'm a big enthusiastic fan of the Ramach. Sometimes I think he's really, you know, tremendously insightful and puts his finger on it. But here I just don't get it, really. It's curious. Lo evanti devarav, shehu kasav lamala, but it's curious. Mishas shishas lamala lokim in la Torah. Nimsa, dizman ashbasa, v'isra achila b'sha'achasi. How can the Iser of Rabbi Yehuda be la'achar if the Tashbisu is Kodem? I mean, it's curious. Again, it reinforces the idea that all these Rambams are tied together. I just don't see why it's a problem. I mean, the contrary. Likrat that, you have to take care of this. I thought it actually fits, which is kind of what I was answering to Josh a minute ago. My formulation to answer Josh's question is the total opposite of the Ramach's question. Right? But the fact that he brings Rabbi Yehuda in here at all is interesting. Then the second part, Odesh L'tmoa, Olav, Sh'amar ki enash basa sa'ar ki masei. Umidivrei Rava, mashma d'isar lav yesh im yisha osa bezman shchitzas haPesach v'elach. It's archiyun. Again, I just don't think it's a strong question. well, you know, if you hold like Rava, you know, sounds like an Isra say. But again, according to what we've been saying, no. We're bringing in Rava. That's what, you know, the Magen Mishnah, the Lech Mishnah was like, what do you need to psukim anyway? We're bringing in Rava to make a point, and that's, you know, we just added again, Natan's comment, my comment. It's the tkufa of Korban Pesach. You know, that's buttressing how to do the assay of Tashmisu. That doesn't make it an Isra assay necessarily. But both questions that he asked, I don't think are compelling. Both questions that he asked are totally helpful, again, in integrating Rambam's seemingly disparate chidushim, but they're not. They're just not disparate. I'm going to take probably, when we go out in our next topic, I will take just maybe a few minutes also to talk about, you know, some of the different shitas of Lo Sishchat, you know, a Pesach al HaChametz, you know, what that is. Because if that were just a din in Korban Pesach alone, you know, then it might be a Gilui Milsa, but nothing more. I mean, and again, there are no secrets. What I'm going to try to suggest, again, is that's part of this whole Shitaso. The evidence, you know, about Shchitas HaPesach al HaChametz, it's not a special din in Korban Pesach. It's also not just a din in Chametz that expresses itself in Korban Pesach. In my opinion, it being a din in Pesach and being a din in Chametz is two sides of the same coin for the Rambam. Okay, but we'll talk about that. Okay, that's Rabbi. What I want to say about the
Rabbi.
Okay, yeah.
Could Rabbi please just flesh out why, again, like the Rambam's general psukim about the significance of the morning of Yudalid has significance here?
Because
the emphasis on
at the end of the day, the question is, one of the things that militates, let's say, against Kodem Zman Isuro, who's asking me, Eitan, right?
Yeah.
Is that Eitan asking? You know, this is Lishitascha for the question that you asked the other day. But it's kind of the same answer. Right? Do you still want me to answer?
Please.
I'm joking. But yeah. Meaning, you'll see what I mean in a minute. Meaning, one of the things that militates against Kodem Zman Isuro, right, is that it's too early. How could there be a mitzvah? It's a mitzvah Kodem Zmanu. Right? There's no chalos yet. Or even if there is a chalos, but it's not... The Torah speaking about the time of Heter? Strange. Right? That's why, right? Remember you were asking me the other day to clarify what I was trying to say, what I think I said in the name of the Rav in the Ramban, which is like the Ramban believes in Kodem Zman Isuro, Shiye Mushbeis, you know, Bechatzos, then how's he going to read Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yehuda, on Hayamid Aleph, Hayamid Beis. Why not just say, you do the Sreifa, right? So that, you know, that you burn it to a crisp right before Yontif. If Kodem Zman Isuro is good enough for Achilek, then Kodem Zman Isuro should be good enough for Yom Tov, correct? The answer is no. Because the Rubicon, right, between pre-Yom Tov and Yom Tov is greater, maybe, than the Rubicon between pre-Chatzos and after-Chatzos, because it's all part of one day. Now that ha'ara, that idea, is only further strengthened if the effects of La'achar and the Chalos of Dine Chametz and so on, are more pronounced before. Because then you're saying, there's no Rubicon. This is part of the same day. It's the Zman HaPesach. Not the Zman HaKrava. Or it is just like I said before, the befoal zman akrava is after 12:30, right? Al pidin, but the zman akrava is after chatzos. But for the Rambam, the zman akrava, in another respect, is actually baboker. And that's why, again, you know, derech rechoka could be defined by the boker, by a moment in the boker. And that's why Yisra Malacha could be even fundamentally baboker. The more that the morning is integrated with the day and itself has dinei chametz or dinei pesach, the easier it is to explain how you can have a mitzvah's tashbisu during that period. It isn't like doing it on the 13th. By the way, that's what Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira discussion in Zvachim is all about. You get the Mishnah there on Yud Beis on Beis and Zvachim. I mean, we read this when we read it earlier. Just let me get it in a second. Right, if, you know, if Yitzi couldn't do it, I can do it, right? Right? Okay. So on Yud Beis, the Mishnah here, I'm sorry, not Yud Beis, Yud Aleph on Beis. HaPesach Shoshachat Shachris, Biyadalid, Shalol Lishma, Rabbi Yeshua Machshir, Ki'ilu Nishkat Biyad Gimel. Ben Besei Reposo, Ki'ilu Nishkat Beinu Arbayim. What a curious way to characterize the argument. So extreme. Rabbi Yeshua says what? The morning of Yadalid? You might as well be back on Yud Gimel. Right? And Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira is saying, the morning of Yadalid, it's like the afternoon. Now, in the end of the day, the more extreme Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira really holds that way. The more moderate one, which is the way the 2 days in the Gemara, what's the one the Rambam Paskin's like, is that, you know, how do you read the Rambam, how do you read the moderate one for the Mishnah? It isn't really true, because it's not kosher. But I think the reason for the extreme and for the formulation is perfect. Again, it's very inspiring. Rabbi Yeshua is saying, listen, the morning, this morning, it's nothing. It's Kodem Zman. He's not saying about Tashbisu. He's saying about, the psul of Lo Lishma. Fine. This is an interesting objective question to continue to ask. It's like the Rubicon of Erev Yontif and Yontif. It could be just as well yesterday. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, even in the moderate one, is saying it's part of the same day. It's the wider Zman of Pesach. Ah. But if the Rambam really kind of embraces that in a very aggressive way, in at least three different halachos, or four if you count this one, then, you know, that makes a lot of sense. That's not a Rubicon. So even as a kiyum likrat, it's mitzuraf. All right, Eitan?
Thank you.
Where's Eitan? Are you there?
Yeah, thank you.
But, and you see the connection to previous question.
Yeah, exactly.
You're Lishitaska. Hopefully, I'm also Lishitasi. No, but I think it's a great point to try to clarify that. So I just think it's all the Rambams fitting together are just amazing. Okay, it's taking up too much time. I need to get on to the next topic. But again, there's an overlap between this and the next topic. As you see, we're going to just flesh out more, you know, the Korban Pesach angle and, you know, the Isser Shehiya and Rabbi Yehuda, all these things. That's our next daf. Okay, so let me say a few more things quickly. The Sefer Michtam. Where's Yonatan? He said he was looking forward. Yonatan?
Yeah, here.
Good. So you could be our, I don't know, is it a quarterback? Or are we in point guard? Or mode? I don't know what the proper season is.
Any of them will suffice, I'm sure.
Okay. You get to pick your favorite, you know, sport.
All right.
Okay. So what's the As I get, in my opinion, the background here is the Rambam. Afar. Again, Rambam didn't make up Afar. Right, in the formularies of the Gaonim, you already have it. And it could be that he was influenced by it. But it certainly played a role, for sure. His influence, for sure. On the Ramban, you know, and for sure on the Chachmei Brahma. So as I say, for the Ramban, it's like, you know, Yotza Mitoras Chametz. Okay. For the Chachmei Provence, it was this offer thing. Ad kedei kach. So you have the Michtam. And the Beis Amid Aleph, he alludes to the problem. And he says very briefly that it has no hashpa'a, no impact on Karis. You have it there, Jonathan?
Yeah, on Beis Amid Aleph?
Yeah, that's very quickly, just one line. Well, that's not the controversial one or the exciting one.
I was thinking
so you even wonder when you read it, you know, it's one of those things. When you read it, it's like, what's he talking about? Like, what's he coming to preclude? Of course. You have the line, Yonatan?
Yeah. So I believe the line that he's talking about is the Naisha Bitl Yatzilena Milavor Alov Babalira Babalimatse Ach Lo Yoil Velo Yatzil Michi of Karis Im Yochlenu. Lefichach Tachin.
Correct. So the key point is what he excludes here. He just doesn't even know why he needs to. Right? Mm-hmm. And that is, like, you know, Bittel has impact on Kares. Bittel is about Tashbisu, Bal Yiroya, one, both, Issa Shehiya. Right? Like, what's he even talking about? Then you get the blockbuster one on Vav Mid Beis. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, there was a sheet out there. Go ahead.
Okay, so he starts off.
He's trying to explain Gluska Yafa, right?
Yeah, the Gluska Yafa one. Okay, so Perish Beating Daiso Alev, Yochlenu Vishayev Karis. Ach Ata Shibitla Vasa Kafara, Afilu Achla, Haya Meochle Afaru Pater. So he's saying that.
Oh. Then he says, Hi Perish Lysel Klau. That kills our, you know, it's a killjoy.
Yeah.
So, Baruch Hashem, you don't want to.
Yeah, but so he brings it up.
Obviously, somebody held that. Somebody prominent enough that he's quoting it. And now you know what he was excluding. On that base, right?
Yeah, it's completely.
So what is that? What incarnation is that? The ultimate expression, right, of Ka'afar, a literal Ka'afar. You know, he's not an alchemist, right? He's a halachic alchemist, maybe. A halachic chemist. I don't know. Like, what is this? What could it possibly mean?
Yes, it seems that he's really just trying to bring up Bittel as a siag for Achila, so to speak.
Well, it's not a siag for Achila. I like where you're going with it, but I would say, but I think what you're really trying to say in a way is maybe the opposite.
Okay, so he's saying...
If Bittel and Bal Yiroya are a siag l'Achila, then this makes even less sense. It's a literal understanding of Afar, but of course it's not Afar. So what is this? You could say, like, why are you spending time on it? You know, he rejects it. Okay. I mean, again, he was prominent enough to quote and to preclude. By the way, there are more moderate formulations of it. Like the Rabag, his Perush Al HaTorah, compares it to like Tumas Ochlim. You know, that if you, like, if you know, you don't look at it, you don't perceive it as Ochlim anymore. That's very Mechudash. I mean, that's the din in Tumah. Even then, how much your Makshava or your Dibur, you know, can be Mevatel, a Chefza Shal Ochel, make it, you know, Legabe Tumah, not have the status of Ochel from your perspective in your world. Interesting. Interesting, though. The some of the Mefarshim speak about this as like, you know, being mabatel the shame lachem. If you look at the Riyah called the Rimel O'Neill, also involved in the base, Shabitlo mitores ochel legamri. That's a strong word, strong phrase. The shuvlo nikra chametz. That's different than just renouncing, right? This is explaining chashiv kafra, klomar. When you say klomars, we already pointed out many times. I think I mentioned my great-grandfather, right? Whenever you say klomar, it means you're having trouble with something. You know, when you talk to them and say, in other words, you know, you're trying to say something and it's not quite, you know, you're not quite articulating it because it's hard to articulate. Klomar, what does it mean, afar? Nevatlo mitoris ochel, then he adds legamri. The shuvlo nikra chametz. No, for the Ramban, it's eina rotza bekiyumo. For the Rambam, Rambam's renunciation, that's why the Rambam is a contributor to this. But of course, he never meant it this way. Listen to the language of Rimi O'Neill. To have a kamisha tok panel betit. That's very interesting. What does that mean? It's as if you're treating your chametz like chametz nuksha. Interesting formula. Can you do that? Like the Rabag is one, you know, approach, right? Meaning, look, it's like Thomas Oakland, except it isn't. Is it?
Maybe.
And this is another approach, right? And the Michtam, what he's being doch, is a third approach. Like, what is that? Yeah. Noam?
The concept, like in Sukkah, Dav Dalid of Teven Ubitlo, and Bava Basra Bitl Bacholon, meaning you can take a Chefza and you can change its identity.
I think you're not really changing its identity. That's a great thing to think about. I like it. But I think it also highlights how different it is. Meaning, you're not really changing the identity of the stuff there. What are you really doing there in Sukkah?
Well, you're trying to be mosif to the ground.
Yeah, you're trying to say, I mean, would somebody say that if you eat the Teven or the whatever, you wouldn't make a bracha? It means more, typically, ochlim are not bata lakarka. There it's talking about what? It's talking about, you know, minimizing the shear for the, you know, the esra mama, the sukkah, right? So say, oh, where's the floor? So the answer, I'm not looking at this as food. I'm looking at it as a, you know, a bump in the floor, right? But would you say, therefore, that it's not makabel tuma, that you don't make a bracha? You know, then if it's chametz, you know, and this wasn't about sukkah on Pesach, you know, that it's not chametz anymore? So I think it's another good mashal, but one which shows how difficult it is. The whole world of Tumas Oklin is very, very subjective and attitudinal. Right? So what's going on here? So I think that there are two things. One is, I mean, that just highlights how attitudinal this is. I mean, this is very remarkable. The Ram said renounce it intellectually. Ramban said renounce it intellectually. You know, call it offer. Think of it as offer. Right? But that means you can actually pick it up and eat it. They're talking about Bayira. I mean, the Ramban would be horrified. Ramban thinks, you know, the Ran, you know, again, Balyura is hanging by a thread of schema of the Das Torah, or my view, you know, Balyura requires, you know, Eina Rotza B'Kiyumo. Okay, this is Eina Rotza B'Kiyumo. But anything that has to do with objective Cheftza Shel Chametz, meaning Lagabe the Isra Achila, or for that matter, maybe even these, probably the Isra Hana. Certainly if it's Novea, you would think from, you know, what is it, Rabavo, Chizki Rabavo, from Lo Yachel. Like, what is this? How's that going to work? So I think what you really need to say is something like the opposite of what, where did Yonatan go? Yonatan?
Yeah.
I thought you were in the right, path. Just the opposite formulation. What might this be? And there is an echo of it. I probably should have given it to you to look at, but what might this be? Counterintuitive, but
really,
if you make a neder that you're gonna, you're gonna eat offer, so you fulfill the neder when you eat the chametz, which is biyadcha kafar. Clearly not, and it's not chametz when you eat it, unless what? Avi, what do you think?
Maybe we have to re-understand the Yisra Achila. It's not about the Chachzah, it's just about what you think is Chametz. Connect it to Bavai Matzah.
Meaning, what this highlights is how, number one, if Chametz, what's so terrible about Chametz? Objectively, as a Chachzah, all year round, Chametz is Nasser, it's not Tamte Mesalev. Right? What's also about it? The story that it tells, and therefore the attitude towards it. Right? If this were Nosar or Pigol or Chazir, some more objective Isar, we couldn't even begin to talk about this way. Let's go a step further. Instead of saying, this is where I thought Yonatan was going, instead of saying that typically we think that what? The Bal Yiroah, Tashbisu, all these things are what you said before, what?
Typically they serve as siyog.
Like a siyog to Achila. What about the idea connected with what I just said? Chametz isn't Chefza Shal Macholas Asuros Metamte Mesalev. So why is it such a why can't you eat it on Pesach? And why is there kares? The answer is really because what?
Because we're really just trying to reinforce the attitudinal perspective that a person is supposed to have towards.
Exactly. So in a way, correct. In a way, achila is just the fiercest expression of lo yirah v'lo yimatzeh. As I was saying, everything gets turned on its head. And Tashbisu, and Tavatlun, and Tisrafun, and all that stuff. You can't eat it. You're supposed to be banishing it and neutralizing it and negating it. So we typically think, and this is probably the normative truth, that the greatest expression of that and the starting point is Achila. But maybe what they think is, now where do you have such a thing? If you look at the Gemara in Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph, the Gemara has this view within Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Of course we don't paskin this way. Right? Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, right? Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, do me a favor, David. Speak to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Amar Acha bar Yaakov. Sorry, Le'olam Rabbi Yehuda hi. Biyolif Sor Dachila Misor DeRiya. There, the Gemara is talking about the following. The Gemara says, "Is it possible that you would say that Chametz Shal Nachri, you could eat it?" Right, the Gemara says that's crazy. Chametz shel gavoa, you can eat it. So the Gemara says, yeah, according to Rabbi Acha bar Yaakov, the Olam Rabbi Yehuda, he's talking about chametz la'achar zman isuro. David, no. The yolif sor dachila misor deriya. right? By the way, it's the opposite of our Gemara that we're the next Gemara that we're going to start Thursday. Hey, Omen Aleph, right? The Re'iyah is the Ika category. Masor de'Riyah shall call Ya Taroa, Avala Taroa shall Acherim shall Gavoa. Absor Dachila shall call Ya Ta'ochel, Avala Ta'ochel shall Acherim shall Gavoa. Very remarkable. So Rashi says, now the Gemara technically is speaking about Chametz, coin to Rabbi Yehuda, La'achar Zmano. Okay? And maybe Lifnei Zmano. And Rashi says, Umutar b'chemtza shonachri af b'achila v'afilu b'pesach min haTorah. Wow. Tosa says no. It's not talking about, it's talking about Isra Hana, or it's talking about Chametz Achra Pesach. Rabbeinu David Bonfield quotes the Rishonim here, the Balamor, the Balamor and Ramban, Olatar, the Ravid Shita is very remarkable. Just 1 second. The Ravid here on Daf Chavtes quotes the Baraber Bravom Rab David, Hainu Tamid El Yolef Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Achila Detoks Zmano Miriya Bishum Dachila Hu Iser Kares U Riya Iser Lav. But otherwise, you know, Hanami, there's two questions. Some of the Rishonim say can't be, you know, that you could eat Chametz shel nachri or chametz shel gavo, because the second that you eat it becomes yours. So it's no longer chametz shel nachri and chametz shel gavo. That's the whole discussion. Somebody showed him saying no. The Ravid said hamishkacha stav chametz shel nachri, going to talk of lo chavero, like the Gemara Neilu Nairos. He didn't pick it up. The guy force fed him, etc. That's not the problem. So what is the problem? Again, according to Rashi, it's true. Even on chametz, even on Pesach itself, according to Rav Acha bar Yaakov, you could eat the chametz. Because Re'iya, if you're not violating Bal Yeroya, you're not violating Achil. And the interesting, the Ravid's response is, no, can't be, but not for technical reasons. Achila, Toksmano, against Rashi. It's kolik against Rashi. Right? Does not learn out from Re'iya. Mishum Achila Asur Kares, Re'iya Isur Lav. But in Kvizel, Rav Acha bar Yaakov, Chametz shel nachri mutter, Lachlo lifnei zmano, Shein bo kares. V'zeh tema yoser, Mitochav lechavero, says Rav David. So what are the parameters of this thing? Some of the Rishonim say, maybe Isra, no, not Achila. For technical reasons? Or fundamentally, Achila, it depends on the objective Heftza. It doesn't matter who owns it. So what does Rashi think? And even the Ravid, who doesn't agree with Rashi, but Kodem Zmano and Lachar Zmano, yes, not Tok Zmano, because that's Kares. That's an interesting point. It's like we just discussed, right? Matan's Rambam also. Right? How fundamentally different is Lifnei Zmano and La'achar Zmano? Of course, there's only Kares B'tok Zmano. But that's just in the Onesh or in the nature of the Iser? Are you going to say, according to the Ravid, that Kodem Zmano, which is Balav, that depends on Re'iya, but Kares doesn't? Makes sense. I mean, what you're saying is one is an objective Isra Achilas Achefza. The other is more attitudinal. It's part of the story. It's Sipritzis Mitzrayim. It's Rotsa B'Kiyumo. Okay. But according to Rashi, even the Kares, even the Togzmano, A, for whatever reason, it remains Chalos, Chemtza Shal Nachri, B'Shal Gavoa. And B, even the Yisra Kares, Again, we don't paskin this way. But in a way, this shita in the michtam is a little bit based on that. It's exact kind of what it's saying. What it's saying is, listen, what are we saying here? That bitol, which is a din in bal yira'a or tashbisu, makes this into afar. Meaning it's ein rotzo b'kiyumo, there's no sipur yitzias mitzrayim problem. So then you can eat it too. And if you look at the Maram Chalava, it seems like the reason that you can't eat it is only because of Akshave. Because the second that you eat it, it's not offar anymore. But in Achanami, otherwise, he doesn't say this. Technically, it's, he agrees, you can't do it. But it sounds like Akshave. Here. The Ram Chalava. Haga Atzmacha. Mile Omers the Beetle. Mashmi the Vatale Bidin Chametzu Mashvale Afra. Kivin the Batle Sula Avar. Avagav the Isur Breshuse. Mishum the Afra Bial Machoshiv. Imkene Mutter Bahana. Afilu Bepesach. Bishla Bachila. Iachale Ayoiv Daitele Lemichshavalachila. Within chametz. Only because of that? Only because the second that you eat it, it's achshave? Just like Rabbi Bar Yaakov, according to those other Rishonim. Oh, because the second that you eat it, it's sholcha. It's not chametz shel nachri. Otherwise, you could eat it. Shel gavoa, shel nachri. There was or wasn't bitol. Those are tashbisu b'ayira questions. What do they have to do with Yisra Achila? But what the Maram Chalava is saying is, yeah. And that's why Legabe Yisra Hanoi thinks it's true. A, he assumes there's no Achshave in Yisra Hanoi. Okay, that's fine. And it really has a shame offer. Either Yisra Hanoi is not a din in Bal Yira'a, or is it? Interesting. El Bahano Lahavanami Ka'afra, Afra Mi Asr Bahano. Very interesting. By the way, does Yisra Hanoa, because he thinks it's Achshave, otherwise it would apply to Achila, it's not as big a Kiddush, saying that it applies to Hana. But saying that Hana should depend on the criterion of Bal Yira'a is a big Kiddush. We'll see soon. What about Isur Hana when there's an Isur Shehiya for Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda? Okay. But you know, it reminds me a little bit of the Rambam. Perek Aleph Halacha, what is it, Beis or Gimel? Where the Rambam equates Isur Hana and Bal Yira'a in the same Halacha. We discussed it earlier in the year. And we had the comment of the, who was it? Marik, right? Right, Josh? Perek Aleph Halacha Gimel, right? Where the Rambam seems also to equate, I'm sorry, Halacha Beis. HaChometz HaPetzach Oser B'Hana B'Aminia HaChometz B'Shus HaFa B'Shul HaOchlo over B'Shtei Lavin. So the way that Maram Chalava here is interesting, by saying In principle, this would work, if not for Achshave, for Achila. He's kind of endorsing, and conceptually, that Shita in the Michtam. Not Lemaisa, not Befoal, but conceptually. Like, what could that be based on? How could that be? I think it's the parallel to Rav Acha bar Yaakov, as we said, for Rashi. Achila is an expression of Isur Shehiya, of the attitudinal rotza b'kiyumo reina rotza b'kiyumo. Can't eat it if it's in a rotza b'kiyumo, unless you really look at it as offer. Even then it's b'chuda. But to say that Yisra Hanoa, so to say, oh, you would do achila, you certainly could do anah. There's no achshave there. But the way he formulates it is, Isra, no, that depends on Vayira. Maybe it depends on Chizki and Rabavo. Or maybe the Isra Achilas Agavra of Chametz is something which is objective. And maybe the Lo Yeyachel, or the Chefza Shaliser, the toxicity part of it, maybe that really is attitudinal more. And that's more connected with Vayira. Either way, in the end of the day, Maram Chalava is trying to explain that conceptually, bittul as afar would work for achila, although not practically. And practically, it will work for Isra Noah if you believe in it. He says, I don't have a problem because I don't believe in it. I believe in Hefker. And then he also says something quite fascinating. He says, if you believe in Hefker, then if you eat it, or your nana from it even, forget about the eating, it's kilu zochem in a Hefker. So it's not a problem. That's also tamua in the Maram Chalava. Because he's not talking about, it sounds like what he's saying is that if this would remain Hefker Gomor, Lishitaso, you'd be able to eat it. He's just saying, but the second that you pick it up, even if it's not eat it, I mean, Isra, no. If you're nene from it, he's saying, then you undo your schias hefker. But if you didn't undo your schias hefker, you could be nene from it. Wow. Right? Because it's like Bayira. There's a line. So let me read the line and then we'll stop. So, Bikitsur, just to sum up, here, 1 second. This is the line. It says like this. Aval komash and enabo, if it's hefker, I amrina midin hefker lo kasha, kol shefkiru afagav dechametz gomer lo avar, del avdi dehu. Aval komash and enabo, I'm not even sure it's true. If you're nana from Hefker, that's ki'ilu zocha. Why not say better? If you're nana, that has nothing to do with Bayira. That has to do with lo yeyachel. Right? And Hefker doesn't help you, even if it is Hefker. That's the second chiddush of the Maram Chalava. Okay. So, to sum up, in addition to the Rambam introduced Afar in a very, again, Afar has earlier roots in the Gaonim's formula. Maybe this is what they meant. I have to really survey the Gaonim. I haven't done that in a while. But it seems to me the Rambam was a breakthrough, you know, formulation and the intensity and, you know, of Afar's role, etc. But I think it's more like, you know, again, the intellectual renunciation. In his worst nightmare, I don't think the Rambam would have ever thought that anybody would think to apply this to Achila or to Isra'na. Like, what's beside the point? Okay? But the Afar definitely had a huge, you know, resonance in Chachmei Provence. And that Shita that Michtam quotes that you actually could eat it is shocking. I believe it's based on A, Chametz is an Isur Zman. It's an Isur Zman in which the Achila is an expression of toxicity and if is dependent upon the criteria of Re'ia rather than vice versa. I think that is also connected to Rav Achabar Yaakov's reading of Rabbi Yehuda, especially according to Rashi on Daf Chav Tes. I'm contrasting that with the views that say, Lamaisa, you just never have that metzius. But the more the idea of the Raibid and others, where, well, can you, and he said, Kares? Maybe a lav. And that also highlights the relationship between even Rabbi Yehuda, Lifnei, La'achar, and Toch Zmano, that question. But either way, I think it's a good paradigm. Then you have also Rabbeinu Yonah's son, who says, no, it's mufka mitoris lachem, it's legamri, but in the sense that it's chametz nuksha. You have the Rabag comparing it to tumas ochlen. But we understand, I mean, the bigger idea here is that the more this is an intellectual renunciation, and the more even the achila part is a function of that, or for the Maram Chalav, the distinction between achila and hana in that respect, and the connection between Isra Hana and Ba'irah, and maybe even in Hefker, the idea that achila is connected to Hefker. All of that, again, highlights, you know, some of the things that we discussed earlier in the year. Okay, we'll stop here. I'm sorry, I went a little bit over time. Mostly we're finished with this. I want to speak another 2 minutes about, you know, Lachar Zmani Suro, you know, and Shlichus Bebitol, but mostly reading the Shaka Vitaria. We'll try to get through the whole Shaka Vitaria of Dalet Amud Beis to Hey Amud Beis on Thursday. If we can be live, we'll try to be that. We'll figure out what's going on in terms of spacing and parking and all those good things. And if there are any other Mazel Tovs, either way, next time we're live, we have a rendition.